And it's time now for your comments.
Our series on the Greenhouse Project, an effort to make nursing homes more like real homes, came as welcome news to many listeners. Jessica Sanford of Oak Harbor, Washington writes, "It's the least we can do for such a deserving population."
Marilyn Ale of Colorado Springs said our stories reminded her of when she visited her aunt in the nursing home. "My aunt was just getting her newly washed and set hair combed into soft curls," she writes. "I saw another resident walk up to the kitchen to get some cranberry juice. Along with the juice, she received a compliment on her dress. Residents enjoyed freshly baked pies along with tender, family-like care in this setting."
When Linda Olson of Austin, Colorado heard about Greenhouse, it also made her think about her relative's experience, but in a very different way.
"Whenever I hear the phrase nursing home, I'm instantly filled with despair. My parents were both quote-unquote residents of one of these institutions as their last stops on earth. My father died in one, and my mother's heart and spirit were broken just two rooms down the hall. She never had water to drink, was showered only when I loudly insisted. The food was dismal, and she was left totally alone for most of the day. If I'm ever faced with the prospect of having to enter a nursing home myself, I'll most certainly find some other less painful way to end my own life."
We received another comment from Samantha Villegas of Fairfax, Virginia, who wrote that before our report, she hadn't thought twice about the living conditions of the elderly. Now she says, "I want to leave my career in public relations to become an aide at Greenhouse."
And now a correction. This week we reported that former Defense Department analyst Larry Franklin faces charges of spying. In fact, Franklin hasn't been charged with spying, but is accused of passing government secrets to unauthorized persons.
We received several letters in response to Frank DeFord's commentary yesterday in which he said that he wishes the mirrors in men's public restrooms weren't so low.
In fact, as one listener in Austin, Texas points out, the Americans with Disabilities Act requires that all mirrors be mounted so that the bottom of the reflecting surface is no higher than 40 inches above the floor. So Frank DeFord may be looking at his belly button, but anyone in a wheelchair is looking him or herself in the face, writes Ashley Walker.
Our story on slumping attendance at the box office did not come as a surprise to some listeners. We got lots of letters telling us it's obvious. For 18 weeks in a row, earnings at the box office have been sliding. Some Hollywood executives are... "Excuse me, I'm trying to do the show here. Do you mind?" Anyway, Cindy Briggs of Southfield, Michigan writes, "Your story this morning did not even touch on the main reason why I watch movies at home, the loud and rude behavior of other theater patrons, including the use of cell phones. It has become unbearable and not worth the price of admission to attend a film these days."
Bobby Shafto of Redondo Beach, California writes that he remembers when going out to the movies used to be a special event. Now it's like a visit to a cattle yard designed to attract customers to the concession stand.
You can always write us from the comfort of your home. We're at morning@npr.org.
Don't forget to tell us where you live and please how to pronounce your name.